What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls, Mac and Kelsey. And how was your weekend, baby? How was your 15 day after Juneteenth? How did that go for you?
Thank you so much for calling it by its name. It was great because I saw you and we hung out. We had a great time. We didn't get our burgers.
Listen, guys, there's this burger by my friend's apartment that we went to for the 15th day after Juneteenth. And we are obsessed with it. We love that burger. Anytime we're in that neighborhood, that's the burger we get. We had a plan. This is a plan that we made high off of mushroom chocolates. And we were still so dedicated to this plan. We had a timing. I set an alarm. I missed the alarm. Someone had to remind me. We go get it. And it is closed. And we should have known, because the place closes at 10, the kitchen closes minimum an hour earlier. So we done fucked up.
We really did. And they have a delicious veggie burger that like doesn't even taste like it. Like I was so hyped for it. And like we said, once we realized we couldn't get it, like we didn't even really want it because we weren't that hungry, but we wanted it because it was fucking delicious.
It's the principle of the matter. The colonizers took something from us once again.
Once again.
They closed early.
Assholes.
Oh, but anyway, crazy stuff happened as per usual. This is a very serious topic to start off with, but why is the ocean on fire?
Why is the ocean literally set ablaze? You know, I saw that video circulate so many times on social media and I seriously thought it was from a movie. Like I was like, what is this new movie everyone's talking about? Leave me alone. I'll look at you later. And then I think something caught my eye and I was like, oh wait, this is real? Oh, this is happening? Real.
The devil's anus is in the Gulf of Mexico. That is so not, I just, what
the, and you were trying
fuck?
To say that there's no gas in the water.
Then how the hell does a whole ocean, an ocean, a body of water,
the biggest body of water,
go into flames?
Riddle me that, government.
Shit's crazy out here. And it doesn't get any easier with the next topic. No, because I was actually going to start off with this topic, but then the pipeline burst into my head. But the serious topic I was talking about was Bill Cosby's sexual assault case, which has now been overturned.
There's so many thoughts and feelings that like go through my head. First of all, why? Who cares? He's old as shit. Just leave him there. Just leave him. He probably doesn't have many years left. What's the matter?
The thing with this is, especially when it's people's childhood heroes, they just think that the rules shouldn't go for them, or they just absolutely don't believe what has been said and what has happened. But he's admitted to it.
Yeah, that's why he went there in the first place, is because the evidence stacked against him proved that he was, in fact, a criminal.
Like, there wasn't and still aren't any question marks as to whether or not he did it, because he said he did it. It's not, you know how, like, there's cases where you're just like, who do I believe? And, you know, we always try to believe women and everything like that. But this, there was no question marks here.
No, it was...
He got off on a technicality.
Very factual.
And you have people all over the internet like, yeah, see, they try to get my man Bill. I don't know why Black America does this. And one of the people who did not see anything wrong and who spoke her mind, who was honestly very quiet throughout this whole thing in general until the conviction got overturned. And that was Felicia Rashad.
Girl, you should have kept your mouth shut. Keep it shut the whole time.
I just feel like that's all I say now. I just, and then I just stop. It's ellipses after that. What did she say? Oh, wrong has been righted?
Yeah, something not chill at all.
Something not key. She's like, finally, a severe wrong has been righted. I can't find where I put it. But girl, this was not the time.
Oh, she also called it a miscarriage of justice is corrected.
That's what the, thank you. That is the statement. Mm-hmm. A miscarriage of justice has been what?
It has been corrected, Mika, but don't worry because she deleted it immediately. And then she also said that she fully supports survivors of sexual assault, which can't exist at the same time. Miss Rashad.
She just got named dean at HU. And now already they're talking about taking her off that seat. Bill Cosby, of course, defended her freedom of speech because she expressed her support for him. And another person who fixed her mouth to say something was Naturi.
No,
I your girl that from one. Pyre, from Pyre, because I want to say Empire and Power at the same time. Yes, Naturi from Power. I'm gonna pull it up right now. I thought you saw it. No. It was crazy. Because then with that, then also Keely got back.
Oh, Keely.
It just became a mess. But yes, Naturi wrote, "Why are Black people so quick to cancel each other? We are allowed to have different opinions and it doesn't make you anti anything. Felicia Rashad, I stand with you. Hashtag The Cosby Show changed lives." No one's saying it didn't.
No one's taking that away from you.
No one's saying, exactly. No one's, I loved The Cosby Show. My sister has the DVD sets. The Cosby Show was a great era. It was the first time we saw an upper middle class Black family in the lives that I was just like, wow, this is great. Look at Denise. She gets to be artistic and cool and quirky and all of that. We have a doctor. We have a lawyer. Like, it was a beautiful thing. No one's taking that away from anything. But he's a character in that show. I need you to remember that. It is a character. And the real actor committed sexual assault. And that is not when you say people are allowed to have difference of opinions. Sexual assault is sexual assault, honey.
I simply cannot. But I will tell you that once Miss Janet Huber entered the chat.
Oh my God, Aunt Viv. I love her.
Baby girl came out for fucking Miss Rashad's neck and says, "Felicia, what were you thinking? I don't know you, but to say this was terribly wrong. Everyone knew that he was doing it back then. How could you not? Get your umbrella, sister. Here comes the shit shower. I'm outraged that he has been released. Yes, he is an old ass guilty man." And then she put a fucking meme of herself because queen shit. Because
she's not afraid to get canceled. That's the thing. She's been there, done that before it was a thing. Before the internet was even really a big thing. It has already happened. She has already been blacklisted. You can't blacklist what's already blacklisted, baby. She's on the top of the list and she doesn't care if she goes back or not. My only thing about that statement was she said that everybody knew he was doing it. Sus. Mm-hmm. Sus as fuck. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And like the Daily Mail reported that apparently he's like trying to make a comeback and he's thinking about doing a documentary and a tour. It's like, no, I need you to fucking go inside the house and never come out.
But that's the thing. That comes with the support that he's getting from these lifelong fans who now, because it's been overturned by technicality, some of them are reading it as, oh, see, he didn't do it. These women are lying. Let's bring him back into our lives type shit. That's what's happening. Wait, I just need to circle back on the Naturi and Keely thing.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw this, I gagged. So, you know how like there was a Twitter account that stayed trolling Naturi and all that stuff, and it was spelled Keely, but with like a whole bunch of Y's, and Keely kept saying that it was not her account, right? This has been for years. So someone tagged that account and said, "Come look at this," after Naturi said what she said, and Keely wrote, "Oh my fucking God, somebody bring me a two-piece. She's talking crazy again." Because as we know, apparently she threw chicken at Naturi and that really set everything off back in the day. And Naturi tweets back, "Finally, she tells the truth. Ha ha. Worrying about me, you done told on yourself. Grab me a biscuit while you're at it, boo. Hashtag lying for years." Keely's a mess. How you blow your cover after years? And one, do you watch that show that's on, I think it's on VH1.
Definitely not.
It's I only watch clips because there's clips everywhere of this show. And honestly, I need to start watching it.
Oh, is it the show that they're trying to make people into a band?
Yes. And okay. It's all like our old favorite like singers.
Yes, I've heard about it and I've been wanting to watch it. So now I guess I have to.
Sis, every episode they're ripping Keely apart. It's like, girl, why'd you go on? Why did you go on? Cancel your contract. They're embarrassing you. It's wild. But yeah. I don't know. Our opinion is technicalities don't mean shit. Your childhood heroes don't need to be your heroes today. The end. Next up, some more injustice happening. We have our girl Sha'Carri Richardson, who now cannot run the 100 meter because she tested positive for marijuana. Why are we still testing for weed? That's also a question. Because wasn't Michael Phelps...
He never tested positive for it.
No, he was... Because it wasn't his piss, probably. I don't know. Anyway, but then we had Ryan Lochte faking a whole ass international crime scene. Like...
That was wild.
Why is nobody people really talking forgot about that?
I remember that clear as day because I'm one of those people who love the Olympics.
Me too.
Miss me with the Winter Olympics, but a summer baby, I'm there. Right.
I used to be an ice skating bitch. Stop. Christina Yamaguchi?
Me and Kat finished watching Blades of Glory last night.
Yeah.
Fucking still hold strong. Everyone, please watch that movie. But no, like the ice skating, I'm never going to take that away. Like I would always watch that, but I'm a Summer Olympics gal. Give me the track and field. Give me gymnastics. Give me even beach volleyball. I might just fuck around and watch that one day.
I actually did like beach volleyball.
Yeah, women's soccer. You know, like I love the fucking Olympics. And now I'm like, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
They were never our friend, apparently.
Apparently.
Yes, so Sha'Carri Richardson tested positive for marijuana, and so now she cannot represent the United States in the 100 meter, which is just, everybody, white people, let me just say right now, have been trying to demean her, put her down because of her aesthetic. No one can take away her talent. She shows it every time she's on the track. She wins every time she's on the track. She's what, the second fastest woman in the world?
Something like that.
No one can take I might have just pulled that out of my ass, but I really think that's it. But nobody can take that away from her because she shows her talent. It's literally in every competition she's in. So now they go after her aesthetic. Oh, why is her hair done? Why does she have long fingernails? But then they got on Gabrielle Douglas because her hair wasn't done and she had her kitchen in the back. So now this one, she changes her hair every other competition. Oh, why does she have to do it? It's always something. Why can't Black women just be? I just don't understand it. There's this woman on fucking Twitter trying to say that FloJo as well is like a crackhead or some shit.
Yeah, and that's why she died so young from all the drug use she did.
Exactly.
Not her heart failure that was like an underlying disease that she had. No, It's crack because that's all we do as Black people. We just do drugs all day and beat your asses in sports.
It's like are you moronic? You can't tell the difference between natural nails and acrylic, you fucking moron.
You fucking wish you could wear hair like that.
She said, as you see here, FloJo had really long nails, and that is a symptom of drug abuse. What? Take your frail, brittle nails and skin and go somewhere with yourself. The hate is real.
And it's just, like, unnecessary. Like, you're just fucking jealous that... you're not hot like that. And you're not the fastest woman in the world doing all that shit and beating them while having marijuana in your system. I'm sorry. If I smoke, don't talk to me for at least an hour.
But also, it's not like, it's not going to make her faster. I get it. I understand. There are rules. Completely. I get it. But this isn't steroids. This is not something that's going to make her move faster. It is quite the opposite. And they're like, nope, we cannot let this woman surpass us. And the same thing goes for now banning swim caps that were made for Black women with natural hair.
Yeah, like, Olympics, what's that about?
There's never been more of a showing, you know, besides, I don't know, segregation. To show that the Olympics are not for us, never will be for us, and they want to keep us down whenever and wherever they can. And Sha'Carri's actually going through a lot. Her mom just passed, and that's what she's using to cope. She's 21 years old. She just lost her mother. This is what she uses to cope. Everybody has their coping mechanisms and all of that. It's something that's not even illegal in the state that she did it in. And once again, I get it. There are rules. Rules aren't supposed to be followed, especially something as seriously as the Olympics. But give me a fucking break.
It's fucking weed.
Give me a break. It's not an enhancer, baby. Someone gets some weed in me, you won't see me for a couple days. Like, get out of here.
And she, what I really appreciate too, is like, this is so fucking unfair. And she has handled it with such grace and the best fucking way possible. And it's just so sad to see like how much support she was getting a couple weeks ago when she broke that record. And now people are like turning her back on her.
Everybody's so fucking fickle. I can't take it. The world is fickle and everybody just wants something, something to hold on to, grab onto, and just treat negatively. She put out a series of tweets saying, don't worry, I'll be your champ next year, all of this stuff. And now all of a sudden people are saying, oh, she's full of herself. Oh, she's cocky. What makes you think she could do it? Because she's the second fastest woman in the world. That's why she thinks she can do it. What the fuck?
Because she can do it. She showed you bitches.
It's actually a fact. Like, what? That's why she thinks she, now because she has confidence in herself and she's not saying, boo hoo, woe is me. Now all of a sudden y'all have a problem.
Fickle. She might be able to participate in the 4x100 relay though, because that's after the 1 month ban. Yeah. But I'm just like, come on, do less and stop being so fucking racist.
This just reminds me of Stick It and how everyone hates the judges and the judges can go kick rocks. And then the gymnastic team took everything in their own hands.
It's not called gymnastics.
Yes.
Love that movie. Of course.
And Serena Williams, also side note, had to step out of Wimbledon because she injured herself on the court. But she's not the only, multiple people have slipped on this court now. So it's like, what is up, Wimbledon? Are you not taking care of your athletes? Take care of your fucking, the grounds that you guys worship.
It's the least you can do.
It's the least you can do. Like, apparently a ball girl fell the other day too. People were just hurting themselves left and right. Like, what the fuck?
I used to want to be one of those when I was growing up because I was very into tennis.
I didn't because I was just always scared that a ball would hit me. And I know it doesn't logically make any sense because you wouldn't be on the court when a game's in progress. But still, that's...
That's how your anxiety works.
Yeah. Who else fell? Oh, Adrian Mannarino slipped in the exact spot that Serena did. And Wimbledon's like, no.
It's not us, it's you.
These clumsy players, get out of here.
I wonder if she has made her decision yet, if she's going to...
Retire.
But also go to Tokyo.
Oh, didn't she say no?
I feel like she said no, but I feel like it wasn't a real no, you know? Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's going to retire soon and nobody can be mad at her when she does.
No, she is the greatest athlete of all time.
Fact. Tom and Zen. I didn't even pull out any notes because I just know what I feel.
How do you feel? How do you feel that Zendaya finally got caught?
Listen, Zendaya said yes to the 5'8 Kings this summer. Because in every picture that they showed of them afterwards, she is towering over him. I'm just like, she gave them a leg up.
Listen. She
gave them a leg up.
She said, I'll date you, but know who holds power in this relationship and never forget it.
She definitely does. I just feel like every interview I see them in, he's so nice and sweet. And she's very Virgo energy. Like, she's just like, they'll be him and the actor who plays Ned. They'll be laughing and giggling. And she is straight faced. Like, you guys are not funny.
You also
very lame.
You know, I did not watch the Spider-Man movie.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Because I am into the drama. First of all, I love a fake celebrity relationship that the internet creates. This one about Tom and Nikki had no idea it went so deep. It went so far. And that James Charles is somehow involved in the middle of it.
Is it? No, it's not James Charles. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. James Charles too?
James Charles too.
Where does James Charles come in? Wait, okay, got
it. So in the video that a fan created back in like 2019, it's like Tom calling James to be like, I'm breaking up with you, and then him calling Nikki, and it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But I didn't know that like people were really like riding this fake celebrity gossip wave for so hard for so long, and now all the memes coming out.
I've even now.
No. Oh my God.
I've never heard anything about that.
Yes. It's yeah. So like when Nikki came out with her baby news, everybody was like, oh my God, like Tom, you did it. like people are crazy. It is a very deep rooted celebrity stan relationship that has been completely fabricated by the fans. It's like when people said that Harry Styles and Louis were like dating.
Well, yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah.
Because usually people put it like if they're in the same band or, you know, if actors are in the same show, they'll make, you know, a gay fandom. They usually do that, a homosexual fandom.
Yeah.
Or any queer fandom. But Nicki Minaj and Tom.
Yes. It's crazy. And now they're calling Zendaya a homewrecker. Like they're making memes. They have like memes of Tom and Nikki and like kids next to them.
No, that's super wild. And I do not approve that message.
It's insane.
That is crazy. How do you feel about it though? Do you like it?
I mean, Zendaya, go off. I think she fell in love with him like we all did when he was busting the choreography to Umbrella in the lip sync TV show that used to be on.
Wait. Wait, can I say that there, I'm so pissed. You just mentioned that and something just clicked in my head. I can't remember what dance show it was, or it was like in a show or a movie. I had watched it recently and that's the cut that they did. They did Umbrella, like singing in the rain into Umbrella. And I was like, Tom Holland, you fucking thief. I thought that was an original concept. I can't remember what it was though.
Me either. Guys, if you remember, can you please email us at talktousnice@gmail.com?
Yeah, since last time one of you guys called me the fuck out and told me my song was not originally made by 8-year-old me, but was from Penny Proud, from the Proud family.
You know who you are, listener.
No, but thank you, because I really was going to claim that. So, I don't know. I partially like it and partially don't. The only reason why I partially don't is because, you know me, I already told you my rule. Don't shit where I make my money. If you guys break up, you're still doing these movies. These Marvel contracts are for years.
For life.
You know what I mean? She just did it. Supposedly, she just gotten out of that, not just, but, you know, got out of that relationship with Jacob Elordi. They're still going to be doing Euphoria together. So for me, I'm just like, no bueno with the coworkers, says someone who's probably going to sleep with their coworker.
Yeah, I would love
if there's Zac Efron.
But where's like, Zach been? Sorry.
He's hiding because you guys, you fucking bitches were making fun of his bionic jawline. So fuck y'all and let him have some rest. I spoke to him the other week though. He's fine. Still pure.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's cute, but I also don't get it. And that's just me.
You know,
he has no lips and that's just him. So I don't know.
I think when I look at him as well, mostly because most of the things I've seen him in is Spider-Man, he just seems like a child to me. Whereas Zendaya, even though, yes, she still does look like a teenager to me, I can see her as more of a mature person.
Yeah.
I should maybe watch other stuff he's in. I know girls go crazy over that, him in that Cherry movie. I don't know.
I'll watch. I don't know. We're gonna investigate this Tom guy and we'll get back to you.
Tom guy. It's so funny because the only mashup that I did hear is like Jake Gyllenhaal. That's the one you did not mention.
No. So who, Jake and Nikki?
No, Jake and Tom. But once again, it's because they were in the sequel, Spider-Man, together. So to me, that made sense. That people are like, oh, they're in love.
And I didn't see that once again.
Because you're on the dark web, I feel.
You're not wrong. So last week, Miss Iggy Azalea dropped her latest music video for I Am the Strip Club. And a lot of people called her out and said she was blackfishing, which a lot of people on social media called out her appearance, suggesting her look was appropriation on Black culture. And she came out and said that this is ridiculous and baseless.
I actually saw a picture of her while she was on set. It might be an unpopular opinion. I don't think she did. I think it was the lighting and the smoky eye in the video. And that made her look that way.
And that's what she exactly said, too. She said it was the lighting, guys. It was a darker wig. It was darker makeup. Get off my fucking ass.
Because I saw a picture of her, like, outside, still in all of that, and she looked white as fuck.
Yeah.
So, I think... call the videographer.
Yeah, I mean, initially, when I saw, like, the stills online and, like, the music video and just, like, pictures going around on social media, I was like, okay, well, here she fucking goes again. You want to be black so bad, Iggy. You're from Australia. And, but no, and then I did a little bit of a closer look. I said, you know what, let me do some background check on this. And then I have to also agree, like, it wasn't, but also, like, I think she just pissed people off so much that, like, she's one of those people who can never win.
I think Iggy should just model. I feel like that's the only time people stand beside her and they're like, yeah, you go, Iggy, you're so beautiful. That's one. Plastic surgery did Iggy well.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't hide that shit. She's like, this is how I came from Australia and this is what I look like now. She doesn't hide that shit. She doesn't say anything about it. Like, she says, listen, I did it, yada, yada, yada. I do think she's a beautiful girl. I think she's just model and just give it a day, because I don't know. This rap game, people aren't feeling it. People are not on her side.
I know. I just, yeah, she's not like, what was that song that came out? Fancy. That was okay. Everything after that.
But it was more so the video.
It was the video.
That Clueless thing was, it's still serving us today with Alicia Silverstone getting on TikTok with it. You know what I'm saying? But that was about it. Maybe Black Widow, if I'm drunk.
Oh my God. Whoa. That was a deep cut.
Black Widow, baby.
What's the other song where she's like, no car, no family, 16 in the middle of Miami?
Yeah, she's saying that what everybody's saying is basically baseless. I just saw right now that she tweeted the shade of foundation she's wearing. It's the shade she's been wearing for 3 years. She said, I can't care about something that ridiculous and baseless. I'm wearing a shade 6 in Armani foundation. It's the same shade I've worn for the last 3 years. Okay with your receipt.
You know what? That Armani foundation is the shit. I used to wear that back in the day at Starbucks. She said,
here are the receipts. Now get the fuck off my neck.
Yeah, I just think, you know, it's how she just got introduced into the game. Like, being with, like, T.I. and, like... I don't know. She strikes me as a person who says the N-word sometimes. So I feel like...
She's like, I have a black baby. I can say this.
What's his name? Onyx, too? Like, you know?
I kind of like that name, though. It's not weird.
It's not the worst name. It's not like these Z names that are all coming out. I'm like,
I was gonna say, it's not like fucking Elon Musk's kid. It's a fucking equation. Like, give me a break.
I don't even know how you say that kid's name.
I don't either. I have zero knowledge on how to say that kid's name.
Yeah. All right. All right, Miss Iggy. That is a good wig, though.
It is.
Maybe just model. I don't know.
She was doing it a little bit between albums. I didn't mean to laugh when I said that.
Yes, you
between
did.
Albums. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly, I don't see it.
Yeah, you just see it in, like, the stills. But
is the video out?
Yeah.
Does it look that same way in the video, or did someone edit it?
It does look that same way in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Iggy, we're just gonna we're gonna turn a blind eye to this one. But know that it's
we'll blame the videographer and not you this time, Ma Shahi. Oh, wait, also, I'm sorry. I know this isn't on our list, but it just irked the hell out of me because we have spoken about before how Lil Duval doesn't know how to stay the fuck out of women's business. Do you see what he said to Erica Mena?
No, but I did see that he was trending. What did he say?
So Erica Mena was pissed and Lil Duval wrote, how you go from quote unquote, I'm filing for divorce with your crazy ass self. And then Erica Mena put, you always in some women's business. Shut up, little bitch. And then he wrote, calm down, queen. Your postpartum's acting up.
Not that.
That's not funny. I never thought Lil Duval was funny. That is not fucking funny. That is a very serious situation. Postpartum is no fucking joke. Some women kill themselves or kill their babies when dealing with postpartum depression. Like, fuck out of here. That is not something you use, especially not something that your gender can go through, will never go through, will never know what it's like to go through. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Lil Duval annoys the shit out of me, and I just had to enter that in our chat.
He's not funny. And if somebody's like, I think Lil Duval's funny, I'm like, I don't think we can talk.
I don't think we're the same type of people.
Oh my God. Not Hip Hop DX going, Lil Duval infuriates Erica Mena.
And he's like, oh, and here I go thinking I was letting her off nice.
No, the nice thing would have been to shut your fucking mouth.
And mind your fucking business.
And mind your damn business.
But going into another topic where the queen of hot gossip will just keep on going until she wants to stop. Wendy Williams is back on our goddamn list of pop culture topics.
I think she listens to the podcast, honestly.
She's like, I must stay on this podcast. This podcast is amazing. I must stay on it.
What's up, Wendy girl? How you doing?
We'll make a t-shirt for you to wear. She wore the Reed's t-shirt. I want her to wear something from us.
Let's send it to her.
Right? Just put in like a PR box. A PR box list of one. Just Wendy Williams.
Whatever.
But yes. Okay. So last week, Queen of YouTube, Tabitha, put in her video, right, that with her recent successes and everything like that, she's letting her husband retire from his job as a police officer. He's in the LAPD. He's been there for like 15 years, and she called it a dream come true to be able to do this for her husband. Wendy was not okay with that.
She was not. She said during Hot Topics, nope, I was married to one of those. I make the money and so forth. Go live your dreams, buy a business, stay with me, but go, go, go. See how that turned out. I predict that this marriage is going to get real rocky ground in a moment. Then they invest in stuff and lose the money. Then they invest in something else and the money gets swindled or stolen, which is exactly what happened to Miss Wendy. And she is still pretty scorned by it.
I mean, projecting.
And how could she not be? Because that's a shitty thing to happen to somebody. But Miss Tabitha Brown was not having it. She said, not today, Miss Wendy.
And this is what I always try to say. Remember how I was just like, I feel like we're putting a lot of ourselves in this when we kind of have to, you know, just speak in general. We can say our slight opinion, but it's really up to the listeners' thoughts. We just want to bring the ideas and the thoughts and the topics to the people. Wendy needs to practice in that. She projects like fucking crazy. One, Kevin was a fucking thug. You say it all the time. You love a hood nigga, all this shit. So you married a hood nigga. That's not Tabitha's husband. They are two completely different people. You cannot project that into everything that's happening. That is a no, Miss Wendy. Because Miss Tabitha, that was the classiest clapback for a person that everybody wants to rip her head off. Tabitha took what Michelle Obama said to heart. When they go low, you go high. Because she said, Wendy. I hate that I'm laughing already. Wendy, the pain you must be in to feel this way, honey, I am so sorry. But listen, let me tell you this. 23 years I've been with my husband, broke for a very long time, struggled for a very long time together, succeeded for the last couple of years together. They had been manifesting this future that she just kept saying she was going to succeed and all of that. She said, I was his dog in the fight and he believed in me and we did it together for the last 15 years. I did every year with him in the LAPD and he did every year with me with the rejection and the no's in this entertainment industry. However, God has blessed me. I've been praying on this for a very long time and it has now come to pass. That is the power of God. It is also the power of allowing God to be first in your marriage. That's how it remains successful. We keep him first. He is first in our marriage, not business, not money, not success, but God, he is first. And then she just ends it with, this is my word and prayer for Wendy Williams and anyone else that doesn't understand this type of love and support. God bless y'all. She said something else. I feel like they didn't take all the words because she said one line that I was just like, damn, Tabby. But anyway, yeah, Wendy needs to chill, man. Because, you know, we love us some Wendy, but it's hard defending her sometimes.
Yeah, especially like, how are you going to comfort Tabitha Brown? She is a sweet angel.
She is light.
She is love and light, and like exudes that in every way, shape, and form. Like, she loves her family. She loves the power of just like kindness and how that can really just like bring people together. So she said, Wendy, I know you're not talking about me and my husband, honey.
Wendy, the pain you must be in to feel this way, honey. I am so sorry. I just have to say that line one more time.
But like, I mean, kudos for her and her husband. They like, we all know that cops right now are not at the forefront of everyone's fucking mind and, you know, thinking about their lives and who cares about them. But like, this is her husband. This is something that they embarked on together. And she said,
something he did for her.
And this is something that he did for her. Like, I don't know many people who would be like, I'm going to become a cop to support my family and to support my wife and our dreams. And like, they had a time limit. They said 15 years. You're just going to do those 15 years and then we're going to pull you out. And now to just see how successful she is in everything in her life now, that's like, holy shit. Like, you should be proud that dream came true.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, 15 years is a long fucking time. Like, he did that for her when she had nothing. Like, they did that together. And now you're pissed at somebody else's successful marriage and life. You can be pissed in private. Don't bring that on national TV, baby.
Yeah. Her show has been going through it. I think
it's Helter Skelter.
I think Miss Wendy needs a little breaky break.
It's like, is it for ratings? I'm very confused. Because I feel like, yes, she's always had, you know, that mouth on her. She knows it. She uses it. It's what the whole show is about. But lately, it's been all over the place on the worst extremes.
And you can tell that she's very hurt. Like, hurt people hurt people. And she has, like, been so scathingly mean. Like, she literally called for the death of... I'm sorry, let me say allegedly, even though she did say it.
Oh, no, you don't have to say allegedly. Like, she said it on national TV.
National TV. She called death to Britney Spears' parents and sister.
It's like, we could feel that and write it in our journal, Miss Wendy, but not on national TV.
Not on that.
We could just say, because it's honestly, it's the way she says it. It's not like everybody's not thinking it, you know? I mean, I don't know if I'm thinking death on people, but she could have easily said, I do not wish them well. It could have just been like that.
And we would have understood what you meant.
We would have read the context. We would have gotten the context. Instead, she said, she wants them to die.
Death to you all. Oh, Wendy, you're so hurt. It's okay, girl. You have to find a hobby. I think she needs a hobby.
I think the show is her, like, her life and her hobby.
Yeah.
Her hobby is these random men she's putting on her Instagram page.
Has she done any recently?
No, thank God. I can't take it. Honestly, I haven't looked. I'm going to go check. I haven't looked. I don't follow the Wendy Show because it gives me a headache. And once I saw that Lamar Odom one, I was like, nope.
No.
Signed off.
I went to that show 3 times.
You love Miss Wendy.
Yeah, then every time I go to the show, I'm like, I hate this.
Why? Why do you hate it?
Because they keep you like in a freezing cold room and then they're trying to get you to like talk shit about people in your life.
Mm.
And then you're just like tired, and but then you have to be high energy because it's live.
Yeah, especially now there's less seats in the audience too. I do love when Jerry O'Connell hosts. Is that weird?
Yes.
That random white man. I don't know what it is.
He's like, a national treasure.
I love him. I love Jerry O'Connell.
He's in one of my favorite movies.
What, Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just love that he bagged Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah, they are a national treasure together.
Yeah, I think the last one she put up was Ray J. Still funny when I say it out loud, but yeah. I don't know, but... That's it for this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please share it everywhere you can. You can listen to us on Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, all of the above and more that I can't put into my head right now. Please email us at talktosnice@gmail.com if you want to chat, if you have questions, if there's stuff you want to make sure that we mention in the episode. And we will see you on Sunday for that Talk That Talk edition. See ya.
Bye.